Junior National Light starting order is Josh Fife on the pole with the 70 cut. Then it's Luke Wrigley with the 46. Kylie Reynolds in the 17 car will start out number 3. It's Stuart in the 78. Sean Civiteri in the 3. Lachlan Chancellor in the 2. Jesse Addard in the 53. Then it's Ryan Johnson in the 9. Zane Morse in the 90. Alec Morse in the 98. And Brian Woolner in the 48. So away and racing. Good start that time on the outside of the front row with the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor getting the position. Chancellor leading the way as they work up the back straight, but Zane Morse is right there with him. Morse trying now to grab that position. Chancellor at the moment working his way through into the pit turn, across the start-finish line. Morse looks to the inside, going into turn number one. And Morse gets the front spot. So Zane Morse, who's had a win, third, fourth, and then the pre-final, he finished second, is now out in front. Of course, the pre-final, there was an incident when they were coming up to lap traffic late in that race, which allowed Lachlan Chancellor to eventually take that position. Chancellor to the inside of Morse. Chancellor takes the spot. Morse tried to do the crisscross, but was unable to grab the position back. So Lachlan Chancellor is your race leader. 36.899, the fastest lap of the race for Zane Morse. And he, on that last lap, was the second fastest, because Alec Morse in the 98, it was the fastest card on the circuit, a 36.795. So as they come across the start finish line, Junior National Light final, they work their way into the S's. It's Chancellor from Morse. That's Zane Morse, now Alec Morse, has worked his way up into third position. Josh Fife in the 70 cart sits back there in fourth, and he's got Sean Civiteri in the 3 cart right behind. Nose to tail, the first and second battle, Chancellor and Morse. They head through the pit turn once again to complete lap number 4 across the start-finish line. Now, Sean Civiteri in the 3 cart running in 5th position. He's got Luke Wrigley in the 64. Closing. Luke Wrigley had 2 second place finishes in heats 2 and 3 yesterday. He was 5th this morning in the pre-final, and he now sits in 6th on the racetrack, because interestingly, he had a very disappointing pre-final this morning, finishing 8th position. So Morse trying to make the move once again on Chancellor, and Civiteri and Fife getting together, going down into turn number 1 that time. So that's actually spread out the field a little bit from 3rd on back. Fife and Civiteri, well, they, but nose tail, we've got a kangaroo coming down the inside, or is that on the other side of the fence? So the kangaroo's going down the outside of the track as Chancellor works his way across the star finish line again. Zane Morse is there in second, Alec Morse in third. No change in positions for the last few laps. Another good battle further back in the field. Jesse Attard, Brian Woolner and Ryan Johnson. Those 3 carts are all nose to tail. Attard in the 53, Woolner in the 48 and Johnson in the 9. So Chancellor, Morse, Zane, Morse, Alex, Fife and Civiteri. Luke Wrigley now about 5 cart lengths off that battle. as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Seven laps completed, and it's almost looking like a formation lap with carts side by side at the front of the field. Zane Morse and Lachlan Chancellor side by side coming off the top turns, and Chancellor gets shuffled back to second as Zane Morse takes the spot. Now what can Chancellor do going into turn number one? No room for him. Fife looks to the inside of Alec Morse, and Fife goes up to third place. So Fife now into third. Fife today. Well, this is the 6th and 11th and 9th, and then he's come good in the pre-final and now in the final. 6 left to run the P-plater of Cameron Longmore. Just getting back up to speed there, but he is going to come to the blue flags very shortly. As now, Fife having troubles coming through the S's, and Luke Wrigley has got him. So Fife has gone from 3rd to 6th in the space of just 2 or 3 corners. So a mistake there by Fife, as the blue flags are out now. Cameron Longmore, the P36 cart, moves out the way. Morse, that's Zane Morse leading from Lachlan Chancellor and Alec Morse. It was an exciting finish to the racing here in the... Chancellor and Zane Morse battling it out now. It's Zane Morse, Chancellor, and I think Alec Morse might have got Chancellor as well. No, fighting back. But it is Alec Morse, your new race leader. So Alec Morse leading the way. Zane Morse in second position. Then it's Lachlan Chancellor. Oh, a big crash right in front of the crowd. There's Luke Wrigley involved. Fife. Yellow flags are out. Red flags being called for. So the red flags are out now. Alec Morse, Zane Morse, Lachlan Chancellor, Sean Civitieri. Luke Wrigley went into the tyres very hard there. Coming through the dog leg, they were coming up on the back marker of Cameron Longmore, who was one of the carts quickly out. Luke Wrigley is still sitting in his cart, and he's got plenty of help over there. So, 11 laps completed when the red flag came out here in the first round of the Southern Stars Series Junior National Light, the first of the finals, and just working very carefully with Luke Wrigley now, who is still in his cart.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today. The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough, but experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation on 0408 630 115 today. Okay, the good news is that both drivers are up and walking around, so hopefully we'll see them back here at the next meeting. For the cadets, they're out on the circuit next. The cadets. We've just received confirmation from the official, so Alex Morse takes the victory in the final of Junior National Light from Zane Morse, and in third position will be Lachlan Chancellor. So that will be the finishing order. We'll just double check. Junior National Light, we have Alex Morse, Zane Morse, Lachlan Chancellor. Then it's Sean Shibutary, Jesse Attard, Brian Woolner, Ryan Johnson, Kylie Reynolds. Of course, Luke Wrigley, Josh Fife, good to see them both up and walking around. Cameron Longmore also involved in that incident. We'll move now to the cadets here in the first round of the Southern Zone Series.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And Canberra Kart Shed also runs Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 038 303 224. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality fire, gas, Murrum Bateman for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
All right, so just recapping the finishing order of the final here in Junior National Lights. Alec Morse has been declared the winner from Zane Morse, Lachlan Chancellor, Sean Shibutary, Jesse Attard, Brian Woolner, Ryan Johnson and Kylie Reynolds. Of course, good to see Luke Wrigley and Josh Fife both up and walking away from that incident there. And we look forward to seeing them both back here in the months to come. So, to the cadets now, where three wins for Cody Bircher gets him pole position in the top kart. Bircher EFI from Orange. Harrison Burchett sits in second position. He had two fifth place, third and a second. Josh Sargent, who was on 14 points coming into this, starting out of position 4 behind Josh Haynes, who's on 7 points. Haynes with a win and 2 seconds and a third. Racing now, and a good start by Burchett off into turn number one round the outside. So Burchett in the 66 cart leads the way. That's the Lithgow driver from Combined Districts Car Club in his Arrow. He's got plenty of pressure being put on his back bumper by Cody Bircher. Bircher, EFI cart running in second. Then it's back to the rock solid concreting cart of Josh Haynes with the Tegra cart of Josh Sargent trying to move up the running order. Just currently back in fourth position with the eight of Theodore Levanes. Back behind Sargent, then it's Mia Bolton, Madison Jess, Daniel Ward, then it's Caleb Heffron and Cooper Beaton rounding out the runners on the circuit. So lap one in the book. The battle is for second place at the moment. Haynes and Burchett going. In fact, it's Haynes and Bircher who are battling it out for second with Burchett as your race leader. No, Bircher looks like he made the pass. So Bircher leading the way from Burchett. Then it's back to Haynes. Haynes further back then to Sargent and Levanes. But it's a four-cart battle. Now make that a five-cart battle now for the lead. They've all got about two cart lengths spread around each other as they work their way up the back straight once again. So your race leader, he was the pole sitter, running on 3 points coming into this final. It's all about points overall, even though this is the final and the laps have increased. Spinner of this final heat isn't necessarily the man who's going to get the trophy at the end of the day. But at the moment, Cody Bircher doing everything right. His first lap of the race, 39.770. Not as fast as Josh Haynes, a 39.576. So interesting, they're coming up on the back market. Heffron has picked up the pace quite a bit, staying beaten, who was faster than him at the beginning of the weekend. But now, with four laps completed, both of them have improved because they were getting lapped previously after two laps, or particularly Caleb Heffron. So for Heffron now to be higher up in the pack, oh, the back markers are going to prove to be a factor here because Bircher got through Beaton quite easily. He zigzagged his way through and has now got himself a over 2 second advantage just by dealing with the traffic so much better than Burchett and Hayes. So in fact 2.2 seconds the lead for Bircher, who really made the most of the back markers there. Burchett swapping positions with Hayes, who had got second position for a moment but just got balked in the traffic. This cart's going three wide up the back straight as they try to clear the back markers now. But your leader is still Cody Bircher. He's going to have to concentrate now to be able to work out how he's going to maintain his pace. Good work by Josh Haynes getting back in front of Harrison Bircher. Haynes today, as we mentioned, a win in Heat 1, then 2 seconds for the Heat races yesterday, along with a third place finish in this morning's pre-final. Sitting on 7 points for across the line, Bircher once again, a 39.741. So not his best lap, but still a very solid lap. Josh Haynes now becomes the fastest man on the circuit with a 39.333, and he's having plenty of pressure applied to him by the 99, the 66 of Harrison Burchett, yeah, the 39.389, his last lap. So second and third definitely picking up the pace as they work their way back down the pit straight into the pit turn now. Bircher, well, he's still maintaining an over 2 second advantage at the front of the field, but it's Josh Haynes in second place who continues to knock out those 39.3s. Burchett, now the fastest man on the circuit, a 39.331. So that's 2/2000th of a second than Haynes' best lap. That's why these two drivers are nose to tail currently on the circuit. Then a second gap back to Josh Sargent. Levanes is about a cart length behind him. So Haynes looking over his shoulder, checking. Burchett is just positioning himself as they run down the front straight. This time Burchett looks over his shoulder to see where Sargent is. Race leader is Cody Bircher now coming up on the back markers again. And this time he got balked slightly, so that will cost him some ground. Whereas second and third were able to get a clean run through. So the gap drops down to half a second now after he had a 2.2 second. So Bircher getting brought back to the pack now. Around four laps, they're lapping the back market. So for Kevin, who's made some great improvements out today, Cooper Beaton, just not showing the speed he did in the earlier heats. But a half a second last time they went across the line. That gap now is 0.3 of a second between first and second. So you feel like the pressure is going to be on the leader here. Very short change. Has just reset the bar on the fastest lap to a 39.289. And Haynes now right up on the back bumper of Bircher, the orange driver. And the Bircher EFI cart battling Canberra's rock solid concreting entry of Josh Haynes. They work their way across the start finish line. The gap previously 0.3, now it's down to 0.2. But in fact that gap time wise is meaningless. It's less than a cart length. Falling off the pace, Harrison Burchett just running 0.4 of a second slower than the front two. As to the inside, Haynes thought about a move going into the top turns, but not able to pull that off. They work their way down into the pit turn. Across the start-finish line now. And Haynes just holding a tighter line. He's just trying to work Bircher over. He knows he's still got 1.5 laps, so he doesn't have to rush into making a move just yet. As they work their way up the back straight, leader Bircher in cart number 6 from Orange. Canberra's Josh Haynes in the 10 cart in second position. The time, 39.3 to a 39.219 as the white flag goes out. They both set their fastest lap on the race on lap 13. Across the start finish line now. And Bircher will be just trying to measure his moves. Haynes loses a bit of time through the S's. Blue flags are out again. Will the back markers affect the running here? They did in the pre-final, and I think Haynes took the line around the outside, so Haynes has made the pass at the top of the circuit as they went past Cooper Beaton. So Haynes leads the way as they come to the checkered flag, and Josh Haynes takes the victory from Cody Bircher. Then it's back to Harrison Burchett, Josh Sargent will take off position with Theodore Levains in fifth. Jess in sixth position. Mia Bolton will come through, battling it out hard with Daniel Ward here at the end of the race. Ward has got Bolton on the last lap. So, some great driving here in the Cadets Final. And it will be a good race for Junior Max here next in the Southern Stars Series.
The Gabricard Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but capable experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0508 630 115 today. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 02-085-367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concreting and paving needs, give them a call today. Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And the Canberra Kart Shed runs Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 0438 303 224. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
J-Max out on the circuit now as they get set for their third heat. They get set for the final. So Zane Morse will start from the pole. Gus Flynn starts out of position at number two. In good formation, and Flynn gets a great jump off the start. Hemphill goes through with him, so Morse looked like he was a bit slow to react, and he's dropped back down to third position as they work their way up the back straight for the first time. Race leader is working his way around the top turn. Gus Flynn doing a great job here. Flynn comes across the start finish line in the 51 kart. Hemphill sits in second. Third place will be Zane Morse, who just is falling back quite a little bit here early. Then it's back to Chris Cooper, Jack Loftus, and Thomas rounds out the runners here in J-Max. Race leader is still Gus Flynn. His last lap, a 32.980 in the Formas Century. The CRG kart leading the way from Hemphill in the Arrow. That's the Intrepid, the CC Racing Intrepid of Zane Morse, who was sitting back there in third. Behind him is Chris Cooper. Then it's Jack Loftus and Thomas. Oh, it's Loftus down there, the 8 kart that has spun, rejoins the track at the back of the field. So race leader around the top of the circuit now. And he's under heaps of pressure. In fact, that is Hemphill, who has made the pass going around the top of the circuit. So Hemphill leads the way as Flynn runs wide. So is Flynn losing the handle on that kart? He's been passed by both Morse and Hemphill in the course of that last lap. Now, Gus Flynn, after a DNF in Heat 1, had a two third place finishes and then a second in the pre-final. He'd looked fast right throughout the day's racing, but at the moment, Josh Hemphill, who had 2 seconds and a win in the heat races, finished third in the pre-final this morning. He is out in front as they come up over the rise. Hemphill slow through the S's that time, and this is going to give Morse a chance. He tries the outside line. Morse makes the pass. Hemphill fights back on the inside. Morse runs himself off the track, and Morse will drop down to fourth position as Cooper gets past him. Now he will have lost about 2.5 seconds as he was battling it out for the lead. Hemphill and Morse going into the top turn side by side. Zane Morse now. He is the boy with the barrow. It is all in front of him to do in the remaining 8.5 laps of this race. Hemphill and Flynn now. Hemphill, 15 cart, a 33.364 his last lap. He goes better this time, a 32.871. No one trying to take his position from him. Got him a half a second faster as Flynn works his way through the dip. He's 0.1 of a second back, which equates to about 3 cart lengths in the J-Max class. They work their way down the pit straight. Now, interestingly, Hemphill is going defensive early on in this race as he runs down, protecting the inside line into the pit turn. So he must have made a mistake over the around the top turns last time to feel the necessity to have run that inside line down the pit straight. They work their way around the top of the circuit, and it is still Hemphill from Flynn. Cooper still runs in third. Zane Morse is on his back bumper now, whose best lap of the race is a 32.8, trying to make a move up into third position. Now Morse came into the pre-final with only 2 points. His nearest competitor is Josh Hemphill, who's on 7 points, and Hemphill now is really in the catbird seat because points overall on, we'll see Hemphill probably come out in front unless Morse can make this pass. And he does, but he runs wide, and that opens the door, and Cooper comes straight back through. So for Cooper, who's had a third and 2 fourth place finishes, he sits up in third now as Morse goes to the inside this time. Can Cooper do the crossover coming off the top turns? No, he can't. And so, with that move, Morse gets himself back the points lead of the day. So Zane Morse, now on 5 points for the day. Flynn, in second position, is trying to close that gap up once again as he works his way onto the back of your race leader, the 17 card of Josh Hemphill. So Hemphill across the line. There's nothing really between first and second as we get down to just under 3 laps left to run. Hemphill in the arrow from Canberra. The CRG, the Foreman's Parts Plus cart, number 51 of Gus Flynn, in second position. The third place, Zane Morse. He is 3.9 back off the lead. In fact, no, he's 4.1 seconds off the lead, 3.9 off Gus Flynn, who sits in second. But Gus Flynn now is trying to position himself to first. Good move. Just drove up and braked very, very late to get into the top turns and was able to hold a tight grip, so there was no crossover opportunity for Josh Hemphill. So Flynn now heads into the S's for the final time as your race leader. Hemphill back to second. As Hemphill works his way up around the outside, Hemphill spun himself. So Flynn will take the victory quite easily in the end, as Hemphill tried to go around the outside, got himself onto the dirty part of the track. Gus Flynn takes the second place goes to Zane Morse. Third place to Chris Cooper. Fourth place to Josh Hemphill. And fifth place to Jack Loftus. Sixth place in the end to Nicoloja Thomas. And looking at that, the points difference, well, he had to go for it, some would say. The points difference between fourth and second for Hemphill in the end was not that great. He still is second by my calculations on the overall scores. So, Zane Morse finishing second in the final takes the points on the day. As we get set next for Clubman Light here in the first round of the Southern Stars Series.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood suppliers have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here, Clubman Light. It's Brody Tilbrook who starts off. Dean Henry Smith out of 2, Mitchell Croke out of 3, Robert Amos out of 4, Beck Connell out of 5, Chris Thomas out of 6, Kylie Otter, Paul Frost, O'Malley, and we'll see if Snyder's out there in this heat. I don't think he is. Away in racing, it was Tilbrook who got the start. Smith got kept out wide. That opened the door somewhat for Croke to come through. A spinner further back in the pack. Looks like it will be the end of the day for Paul Frost in the 15 cart. So unfortunately for Frost, a first turn spin there is going to be quite costly to his points hopes. As the leader, Tilbrook, leads down into the pit turn for the first time. Tilbrook, followed by Henry Smith, then back to Croke, the top three, pulling away from Beck Connell in the 29. Now, Beck Connell has shown a lot of pace today over the weekend. Second in Heat 1, a DNF in Heat 2, a win in Heat 3, but then a fifth place, an uncharacteristic fifth place for her in the pre-final, has seen her with work to do. She's already up to fourth. Robert Ames is well back down the field in fifth. Thomas, Otter, O'Malley. Schneider is out there, so Schneider in the 14 cart comes through in ninth place currently. As they work their way up the back straight once again, Tilbrook has about a two cart length advantage. Tilbrook around the top of the circuit, ahead of Henry Smith, who's got Croak right on his back bumper. Henry Smith, gee, upset that back end of the cart, getting it into the pit turn, and he came off through the dogleg that time, and the cart was literally bouncing across the track. He's taking plenty of ripple strip, which is giving Tilbrook the advantage as they head up the back straight once again. So Tilbrook, who this weekend has had three wins, two in the heats and the pre-final, with a third place finish, is the only driver who's on digits in the points. He has 3 points from the day. Across the start-finish line now, and Tilbrook continues to lead. Here, Dean Henry Smith is in the Scuderia PCR from the Wollongong Kart Racing Club. Tilbrook, then Henry Smith, who's managed to shake off Crow. Connell now battling it out for third place. Connell, as she heads into the pit turns, Croak starting to throw that back end of the cart around, and Connell is using that to her advantage. Croak very wide getting into the S's, so this will give Connell a chance now to close in at the top of the circuit. Tilbrook looks like he's got it all in control. Henry Smith, whilst close enough to keep the pressure on, isn't close enough to challenge for that spot. Henry Smith sits in second position. Croak and Connell continue their battle for third. The 54 of Mitchell Croak, who over the weekend has had 2 second places in the heats with a fourth in heat one, and then a third place in heat number two. So Connell now working on the wide line around the top turns. Again heads into the pit turn, nothing between. Third and fourth, Croak and Connell. Connell to the inside of Croak, but yes, just in there enough. No, she backs out of the move and allows Croak through the S's on a clear run. That's cost her a fair bit of position here. Beck Connell jumping in the seat, trying to get some more speed. They head up around the top turns. Tilbrook just pacing it quite nicely. A 33.8 his last lap. 33.725, his fastest lap of the race. It's a 33.724, the fastest lap for Dean Henry Smith. But Tilbrook now sets the fastest lap of the race. It's not the fastest lap of the race. It sets his fastest lap. Tilbrook, a 33.698. Beck Connell, who goes to the inside of Croak, but still can't make the pass. Beck Connell has the fastest lap of the race. It's a 33.652. Across the start finish line. And Connell to the inside of Croak. This time she's there far enough to complete the pass. Nothing Croak could do about it then. Connell was well and truly in the slot. And Beck Connell now sits in third place. So as I mentioned, Brody Tilbrook, the only driver in singlets. Beck Connell on 18 points. Mitchell Croak on 11. Robert Ames on 16. And Dean Henry Smith, coming into this heat, was on 22 points. So Ken Connell, who is just on a second behind Henry Smith, close up that gap with just one and a with just on 3.5 remaining. Lap 11 about to be completed. And Connell is pushing hard here. The gap has closed up to under a second between herself and the four card of Dean Henry Smith. Further back in the pack, Chris Thomas and Robert Ames having a good battle there. Ames, who was in front of for a number of laps, now trying to work his way and set up for a pass. So across the start-finish line, and it is still Tilbrook out to a 1.2 second lead over the four of Dean Henry Smith. Ames up the inside now of Thomas to take fifth position. So, as the leaders head around the top of the circuit, Connell is closing in. Connell has reset her fastest lap of the race, a 33.611. So Connell, a tenth of a second faster than the leader, and about two tenths of a second faster than the second place runner, the Wollongong PCR card of Dean Henry Smith. So as they work their way up the back straight, it is still Connell who's putting the pressure on, but just can't quite work out the way to make the pass. White flag is out for Brodie Tilbrook in the kinetic cart, leading it quite well by 1.5. Connell might have just made a mistake, number one, which will not allow her now to challenge for the second position, but Connell has got all the right towards the end of the straight. Connell gets up the inside of Henry Smith. They come off the top turn. Connell lost momentum there. She's protecting that inside line as Croke was trying to make the move around the outside. Brodie Tilbrook takes the win. Henry Smith comes home in second. Tilbrook in third. Then it's back to Mitchell Croke in fourth place. Ames in fifth. Then it's back to Thomas in sixth. Then it's Kylie Otter, James O'Malley, Lachlan Snyder rounding out the runners in ninth place. So an interesting, certainly an interesting race there. Brodie Tilbrook finishing the day on 3 points.
Biozone, quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Supply on 0418-964-378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Car Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner does the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-964-378. Biozone, proud sponsors of the Canberra Car Racing Club.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Rocky Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop Primbar. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or for the south side, 6296-2556. Capital Christensen Sports Group, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Senior National out there on the circuit now for their final. As we get set, it'll be Kieran Doran on the pole, Scott Harding on the outside of the front row, and it's Harding who gets the Doran. The heavies starting now, it's Hazelton and Dixon, and they're side by side. It is Hazelton and Kurt Dixon. Curtis Dixon slots into second place. So at the front of the field, Harding and Doran. Doran up the inside of Harding now, around the top of the circuit. Harding now swapping back places, and Harding will continue to lead. Kieran Doran, perfect record. 0 points for the day because he has, for the weekend, because he has four wins. Doran leading the points and can afford to sit back in second. Doesn't have to push the point on Harding because he has got a 9-point advantage. So, in fact, even if the Doran was not to finish this, he'd only get 6 points, although he makes the look up the inside, now tries to cross over through the pit turn. Towards the turn number one, Doring's up the inside, and nothing that Scott Harding could do about that. Having to defend himself to Warren Hodder. That's the ultimate LED cart from Lithgow. Warren Hodder up the back straight, looks to the inside once again. Hodder looking to make a move. He gets Harding. What can he do coming off the top turns? They swap back. Side by side, almost coming off the top turn that time, but Hodder can't hold off the number 9 cart. That's the Full Tilt Racing entry of Scott Harding. But whilst they're mixing it up for second position, it's Kieran Doran who now steps with a 1.3 second lead out the front of the field. So Harding, Hodder, then it's Robert Dixon, then it's to the first of the heavies, Hazelton, Curtis Dixon, Scott Ratmond, Philip Middleton, Braden Boots, Ricky Noyan, Brent Dickinson. Brent Dickinson in the 42 card had all sorts of problems in heat number 3 yesterday when he lost his transponder on the circuit after the first formation lap. Fortunately, he's found it back there today. Now, new race leader in the heavies category, Scott Ratmond moves to the front of the field. So Scott Ratmond is now your leader of the heavies. He runs sixth place on the racetrack. In fact, no, he doesn't. Hazelton is running fourth on the racetrack. So the first of the heavies is Michael Hazelton. Then it's Robert Dixon who's starting to fade back through the field with Scott Ratmond running behind Dixon. And Dixon, yeah, just a bit of frustration there from Scott Ratmond, who had far more speed than Dixon, but he was stuck behind him for a lap, which allowed Hazelton to get away even further. So as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight, it is still race leader Kieran Doran. 2.5 seconds his lead as he comes across the stripe to complete lap number 6. Hodder, that battle has sort of eased off now as Hodder has fallen back to almost a second behind, starting from Albury. Hazelton all by himself, he's got a huge lead, a 3.2 second lead over Curtis Dixon in the 37 is now in second position. The Dixon in the 37, the first of the lights, is now falling back. He's got Middleton up the inside of him. Oh, bang, Boots got slammed into from behind by the 18 card of Ricky Noren, and that in turn cannonballed him into Robert Dixon, and Dixon has been spun off. So Dixon now, Robert Dixon, falls down to the back of the field. Race leader Kieran Doran comes through to complete lap number 8. Back there behind him, Scott Harding. Then it's Hodder. Further back then to the 41, the first of the heavies of Michael Hazelton. Scott Rapman has still got Curtis Dixon right on his back bumper. Middleton is ahead of Boots and Noyan. And then it's Brent Dixon, Dean Heffron, Lawrence Doran, and Robert Dixon falls all the way back down to 13th position. So, with the leaders completing 9 laps now, the leader, Kieran Doran, race leader Max Labatt in the 45, about to go a lap down to the leader. Labatt, who has been consistent, 2 ninth place finishes and 2 seventh place finishes. Blue flags are out for him now. In the karting world, Tony Kart, Max Labatt works his way along the back straight, up around the outside. The leader, Kieran Doran, makes the pass. So that's the Riverina Go-Kart Centre, kart number 17 from Wagga. Kieran Doran, who leads the way from Aubrey's, Full Tilt Racing, Scott Harding, Warren Hodder in the Ultimate LED, kart number 4, runs in third. Then it's back to the Lithgow's Michael Hazelton. Further back then, this battle between Scott Rapman for fifth place with Kurt Dickinson. That's Wagga and Orange battling it out there on the racetrack. Scott Rapman from Wagga, Curtis Dixon from Orange, Philip Middleton in the Workplace Training Centre, top kart. Kart number 12 is running in 7th place. And Ricky Noyan in the 30 and the 18 cars respectively have also had a good battle throughout this race, but at the moment Boots has got the advantage. Interesting to see just how much blue smoke's coming out the back of that 45 car to Max Labatt. You can certainly afford to lean that off a fraction more. Drivers have got 2 mixture needles on the carburetor, which they can adjust. One for the high speed and one for the low speed. It just looks like Max Labatt's kart, a little bit too rich on that high speed jet. Although that time it looked a lot better coming through into turn number 1. So the battle, best battle on the circuit continues to be for 5th place between two of Scott Rapman and Curtis Dickinson in the 27. They go through the dip now and up onto the back straight. Oh, 71, that's Lawrence Doran, who has his hand in the air. He looks like he's got a problem there. He's pulling off the circuit, in fact. So for the 71, Lawrence Doran, who's had a couple of DNFs or one DNF already this weekend in heat number 3. It's frustrating for him. White flag is out. Kieran Doran is 6 seconds ahead of second place man Scott. Now, the back marker of Max Labatt. Will he affect the fifth place battle between Ratman and Curtis Dickinson. And Curtis Dixon, I should say. Looks like Ratman goes up the inside. He's got a good clean run there. As the checkered flag, Durandoran takes the victory. Ratman, it's Harding finishing in second. Hodder in third. Hazelton the first of the heavies. Then it's back to Scott Ratman, who finishes second in the heavies. Further back then to Curtis Dixon, Phil Middleton, Braden Boots, Ricky Nguyen, Brent Dixon, then it's Dean Heffron. Robert Dixon will finish the last card on the leader's lap with Max Labert one lap down.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yas Earthworks. They're tough, but experts in precision work. The earth moving or excavation services in Yas, the Yas Valley. Well, Yas Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yas Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsor Canberra Kart Racing Club for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today.
Biozine, quality cleaning products. Couple Sundays with Leo on 0418 964 378. Biozine, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. The problem in the showers? The tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Open performance light starting from the pole will be Shannon McLean. Be very conscious of his start this time. He had to speak to the officials about it last time. Harrison Knight in the 42. Martin Villery in the 10. Mark Townsend in the 13. Tony Prendergast in the 11. Brent Logan in the 25. Stephen Hampson in the 38. The last of the lights. He had battery fail on him. That's why he withdrew. The 14 is Bruce Otter. The 60 is Robert Harness. The 7, Peter Beaton. 2 is Stephen Martin. And the 15 is Greg Williams. Off to a good start there. Side by side. They go into the S's now. Finally, it is McLean and Knight. Nose to tail. Then it's back to Villery. Townsend slots into fourth position as Townsend looks to try and make the move up the outside of Villery. Villery goes to the inside of Knight. They come off the top turn as this wind picks up across the circuit. It's blowing dust and rubbish all over the racetrack. And then back to Villery now. Knight holding on as Prendergast tries to make the move on him past Townsend. So Prendergast up into third. Then it goes back to Townsend, who, as I mentioned in the pre-final, in heat number one was involved in an incident, got into the tyre wall, and actually tyres were sent streaming across the track as he came up over the rise, and caused the race to be declared just after half race distance. Villery in second position now in that 10 cart. Now two classes racing together here. Open performance light and heavy. Bruce Otter is currently leading the heavies in cart number 14, but Stephen Martin, who spun out in the pre-final, had to come from the back of the field. He is currently up to second. Now, he runs a twin-engine kart. As Townsend goes to the inside of Villery, it's under breaking duel there, side by side. Villery holding on. And Villery from North Shore. Townsend runs over the back of Villery, coming through the S's. That puts Prendergast in a good challenge, him up the back straight. Behind is Townsend, Prendergast, Logan. Otter now has made the move on Stephen Hampson and Steve Martin in that Gas Valley Earthworks cart. Has followed him through. So Martin putting the pressure on the back of Otter now, as Logan has got plenty of pressure being applied to him in the 25 card. But McLean out in front, opening up his advantage to over 2 seconds at the front of the field. Shannon McLean had a win in heat number one. He was second to Martin Villery in heat number two. And then won heat three, yes, winning the pre-final. He currently sits on 2 points. So he's in a safe position there, that if he can get a finish and not a DNF, he's going to win the class in the Southern Star Series. As the leader comes across the star finish line, McLean, Knight, Villery and Townsend. Townsend in the 13 cart through the dip, and he is going to make a move on Villery. He'd get this feeling. He's putting a lot of pressure on him. And further back, Prendergast and Bruce Otter starting to mix it up. Now, that's not a class battle, but Otter and Prendergast overdrives into the pit turn, and Otter will get him. Now Steve Martin in the twin goes round the outside. So Martin getting by Prendergast, who really got into a battle he didn't need here. They're in different classes. Logan running up the back of Prendergast there is drop spot to Hampson. So Stephen Hampson, who's had two mechanical issues. Yes, he had a broken throttle cable, and today he had that flat battery, or the battery cell that actually died. And now the 38 card of Hampson trying to work his way forward. He's ahead of Brent Logan, who is in the open performance class here, Arrow AX9 from Grenfell. Steve Martin in a Martec kart, still chasing Bruce Otter in the 14. They've got some clear track ahead of them now, so it'll be interesting to see if Martin, or what Martin can do in the way of challenging Bruce Otter now, as there's still a bit of track before they'll catch Mark Townsend. In fact, they work their way across the start-finish line. The leaders working their way up over the rise. It's McLean who's a mile in front of everyone. McLean should win this one with four laps to go, but the Constantina, in effect, in the middle of the pack is going to be quite interesting, because Knight has got Villery and Townsend closed in on them. So McLean, Knight, Villery, Townsend. Knight, Villery and Townsend. Knight has got Villery up the inside. Here comes Townsend, and Townsend will get the spot. So as McLean just out to a 4 second plus lead, Villery has made the move along with Townsend up into second and third place. Harrison Knight is shuffled back to fourth. card in the dirt. There's Tony Prendergast. He's been wild and woolly right throughout this final. Hampson, further back in the pack, has got Logan back past him again, so he's struggling for pace. I know, interestingly, the different tyres that can be used in this class. The Dunlops are normally the better performing tyre, but a number of drivers saying that their tyres aren't performing as well as is expected. Now, with laps counting down, just the one lap remaining next time by, open performance, light and heavy final. White flag is out. Shannon McLean from Newcastle has dominated the class right throughout this weekend. Townsend's made the move now on Villery. So Villery with some work to do if he wants to get back to second place. Townsend trying to make up for that off in heat number one. Zalita works his way around the top of the circuit for the final time. It will be Shannon McLean who'll take the victory. Mark Townsend coming home in second. Third place goes to Martin Villery. Fourth place then to Harrison Knight. First of the home is Bruce Otter from Steve Martin. Then it goes back to Tony Prendergast, who'll be 5th in class but 7th on the racetrack. Brent Logan, the next car through. Hampson, disappointing to finish 7th in his class. Then we go back to the heavies. Robert Harness getting 3rd in class and 10th on the track. Pete Beaton 4th in class, and Greg Williams finishing tail end Charlie on the field. So Clubman Heavy and a Clubman Super Heavy is up next. This is the first round of the Southern Star Series at Canberra.
Do you need a new cart or spec equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Racing Club.
Natural Gas and Water, a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists for heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, also extra summer, they specialise in cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 641-8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, firewood supplies have been quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 04-694-464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Just waiting for Clubman Heavy and Super Heavy to come out onto the circuit as they head out now. Michael Hazelton will start from the pole, the driver. Beside him, Trevor Whitby. They've had a good battle here over the last few races. Whitby sits on 8 points coming into this final. Hazelton on 4, so if they finish first and second, it's not going to make much of a difference there in the final points. One of the officials just seeing something lying on the track just in front of the grandstand here. It's being away. So, as they form up here, Clubman Heavy, one more lap till we get a start. Now, we've seen in some of the other classes where we've had two two classes on, some of the races where we've had two classes on the field, that they will get a much bigger spread between the lighter class and the heavier class. But here, they've decided that they're going to go back to back, and they're not going to go with any spread at all. So it'll be interesting how the super heavies handle the additional traffic. They've not done too badly in the heat race final so far. In fact, all the super heavies finished, and with the exception of Josh Buchanan, there was only one non-finisher in the pre-final for the Clubman Heavy. So Hazelton, Whitby, Harding, Druger, Galvin, Winnell, Lindsay, Withers, King, Boots, Thompson, Logan and Buchan as they are underway and leading them into turn number one. This time it's Hazelton who gets the jump, trying to sort themselves out through the right-hander, and fading back through the track is Edward Withers in that Dundee contracting Tony cart from Grenfell. He's faded right down towards the back of the Clubman Heavy ranks. So as they're around the top turn for the first time, Hazelton and Whitby. Hazelton this weekend has had two wins in the heats, a fourth place in Heat 4, and then a win in the pre-final. Whitby had a tough start to the weekend, a fourth, then a second, a win in Heat 3, and then a second in the pre-final. So as the leader heads around the top of the circuit, looks like Gary Schultz running in 17th position. Greg Thurston, Brad Miller, James Croxton, those guys were close to getting lapped. In fact, in the pre-final they did get lapped, a number of those drivers, and that certainly changed the fortune of some of the others in that class. Now Otter dives up the inside of Brandon Boots, and Boots just does the crossover move on him. Now Boots and Otter aren't racing in the same class, so once again you don't want to put yourself off. We saw Tony Prendergast racing someone he didn't need to race, and that cost him a lot of track position. So you need to have your wits about you. You need to know who's in your class when you're out there on the track to make the decision on, is this a position I'm going to fight for, or is this a position where I just let it go to make sure I don't lose more positions by fighting unnecessarily. Couple of changes back in the pack. That's Josh Bushin making the move up on Michael Linsell. Linsell from Wagga, and Buchan from the North Shore Karting Club. That's the Sick FX Kart, North Shore Kart Club based out at Eastern Creek. Across the start finish line though, it's Lithgow's Michael Hazelton from Griffiths. The Whitby Better Electrical, number 32 of Trevor Whitby. Then it's Grenfell's Richard Drugum, Grenfell, the Central West Carts and Parts entry. Of course, we're all looking forward to the Bob Hine Memorial coming up at the end of June at Grenfell. It's the Festival of the Kids, one of the great country meetings in Wales, the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. We hope you get a chance to go out there and see and participate in as well some of the great action at the Grenfell Circuit. So as the leaders head up the back straight once again, it's Hazelton, Whitby, Druger, Harding from Albury in the Full Tilt Motorsports Intrepid, then Galvin in fifth position. Galvin followed by his past Winnell now, Linsell, Withers, then Otter, who's leading the super heavies. He's got King and Boots ahead of him, and Wesley Croft. Now Croft in the 66, who's running second in that super heavies class, he got himself into all sorts of trouble and ended up getting lapped from memory in the pre-final. So whilst Hazelton is leading quite convincingly, the battle for second got interesting because the cart of Druger, the 35 cart, has closed in on the 32 of Trevor Whitby as they head through the S's now. Whitby, who's running at about a 34.9 second lap. Druger, a 34.9. And Scott Harding, a 35.0. So that battle for second is on in earnest as we're over half race distance now. The leader out to a 7 second lead. Quite a comfortable advantage at the front of the field. Still some great racing to come here at Canberra with the rookies. Junior National Heavy. Before we have the tags out on the track along with the Sportsman Restricted. So some great races to come. And the crowd really enjoying the action here in the sun. Hazelton still leads Whitby from the 35 of Druger. Now the leader coming up on back markers. It's Thurston and Schultz who are about to go a lap down. Blue flags out and they keep well clear. Now, how do Whitby and Druger handle the traffic as they are coming up on the 7 and 64? In fact, they're already back of the 96 and the 14. So in fact, that's Miller and Croxton. Just off my screen there. So it'll be Croxton and Miller. Still for second. Catches up to them now. Whitby gets through, but it looked like Drew was going to try and make a move. With three laps remaining. Next time by, your leader. It's his lead to 4 seconds. Druger. There's still nose to tail. Harding has got some breathing space over Buchan. Buchan in that five cart. More back markers for the leader to deal with. He's coming up now on Schultz and Thurston. He catches them in the middle of the S's. So he sets them up with a wide pass. Coming to the dip. And the 7 card of Schultz didn't see the leader there. They work their way around the circuit. Laps counting down. And Druger. Their battle continues. And they've got a number of back markers to try and work their way through. So Whitby across the start finish line now. First will come up on the back of Paul Logan in the 52. Logan holds his line quite well, but the battle further back between Croxton, Logan, Thurston's and Schultz, well, that's going to certainly hinder Whitby and Druger. As the leader, flag. Druger took a bit of time getting past Schultz, so that cost him a bit of ground. So Whitby, with over a half a second gap on this final lap. No one's going to touch Michael Hazelton, who has dominated this weekend. Whitby, well, he'll be ruining heat number one, which has cost him a chance at a points victory. But Hazelton takes Whitby home in second. Druger is third. Followed then by Harding, Buchan, Galvin, Linsell, Winnell, Withers, then Otter, first of the super heavies. King and Boots in the heavies class. Then it's back to Wesley Croft from Griffith. Comes home in second in class. And it's Miller, Schultz, Thurston's, Logan, Thompson, Croxton, and Miller. All those drivers over a lap down.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 1 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. Give them a call on either 6241-6448 or, for the south side, 6296-266. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And the Canberra Kart Shed also runs Freckle, their own engine dyno. They can tune your engine. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au. Give a call on 0438 303 224. The Canberra Kart Shed. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. Capable experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408-630-111 today.
All right, as we get set for the rookies final, Thomas Sargent starting from the pole. Yeah, from Grenfell in the Tegra cart. Number 47, Tyler Everingham in the 7 cart. Thomas Sargent has won all four races previously in this class. Harradine and Fardell are the next two. Then it's Balding, Krivoski, Fripp, Harness, Granger, Ward, Bowditch, Heffron, and Will Longmore. As we go, Green and Sargent checks out at the front of the field. Good start further back from Krivoski. Krivoski, who's had a DNF in Heat 3, which put him well behind the 8 ball in the Wollongong Kart Club entry. It's Sergeant O from Grenfell in the Tegra Kart, who leads the way from Tyler Everingham. Everingham runs. Oh, Everingham has fallen back now into fourth place. It's Brake Fardell as, oh, cuts there, just Jaden Balding getting into trouble going into the pit turn. And that has also shaken things up as Balding has got past Krivoski. So as the leaders head around the top of the circuit now, Everingham in the 7 cart had 3 second place finishes and a place in heat. Sitting there on 11 points, Tommy Harradine is on 14 points coming into this heat. So Harradine in third at the moment would end up with 17 points. For Everingham, who is in fourth, he'd end on 15 points. So that would be a 2 points advantage. Because they are all, well, they're all behind the 47 of Thomas Sargent, who is on 0 points. 0 points for a win, 2 points for second, 3 points for third, and so on. If you don't finish a race, then depending on the number of entrants in the class, you get the entrance plus 1 additional point. And as we speak, a spin there. Lily Bowditch has had an incident with the 9 cart of Taylor Harness. Now, Harness and Bowditch getting to get off the circuit, running the Ripplestrip board as he came out of the right-hander on the exit Ripplestrip, got up onto that, that set him, and then on the exit of the S's, up the rise, he ended up in the grass. So the black and white diagonals going out number 9. So cart number 9, Taylor Harness, will report to the stewards at the end of this race. As the leaders are around the top of the circuit now, Fardell, Harradine and Boulding. Boulding, the cart that looks like he's the one that's going forward because he has worked his way up to fourth position. Everingham. In fact, he's just dropped that spot to Everingham, who's back into fourth now. Grabowski, then it's back to Fripp, who isn't in that front pack. Further back then to Granger, Harness, Longmore, Bowditch, Ward, and Heffron, that's Jay Heffron, is at the back of the field and coming close to going a lap down. So the 63 cart will have the leaders on his back bumper very soon. So the blue flags will go out to the 63 cart very shortly as the leader comes through the dip and up onto the back straight. No pressure at all, a second gap between himself and Fardell. Everingham starting to make his move forward as he's moved back up to third position, putting Harradine back to fourth. So Everingham pushing hard here as Everingham and Harradine continue to battle it out. And now Everingham having a go at Fardell around the outside. No, Harradine up the inside of Everingham. Some great battling here in the rookies final. Back marker. What will that do? Heffron now has got this big gaggle of carts, 4 carts, battling it out for second place. They all get balked for the moment behind him. They'll eventually work to the inside, but that has just stacked everyone up. So Everingham, Harradine, Fardell, Boulding, and Krivoski just getting caught behind the back marker. That happened to him in the pre-final as well. Trying to make the move around the outside of the pit turn. Gee, some hard driving there in the rookies final. Everingham got past to Fardell. Fardell and Harradine, they had contact going into the S's. They came back. And interestingly enough, Fardell is being seen as the instigator of the contact then. And even though Harradine was the one that got knocked off the track in the second contact, I guess the officials are saying that you were beaten for the position. You should have then not tried to continue on in that aggressive manner, but it's very interesting to see how it's all panning out as Sergeant just leisurely drives away at the front of the field. The Tegra cart from Grenfell out in front by 2 seconds from Tyler Everingham, the orange driver in the Everingham electrical cart, Jaden Boulding. Oh, and here's this is a mistake now from the 11 cart. He's pulled into the pits. So Everingham's pulled into the pits. Fripp's pulled off the circuit there. So Rowan Fripp, unfortunately, is off the circuit. I didn't see why. But as the leaders continues around the top of the circuit, an interesting little battle further back between Cameron Ward and Will Longmore. Longmore has the advantage at the moment. Sergeant just looking up into the grandstand that time as he went across the start finish line. Perhaps looking for a signal from the team. He had a good look up as he was perhaps expecting something. Everingham back up to second. Then it's Boulding in third. Now, unfortunately, Fardell got the black and white diagonal flag and pulled off the circuit. So you can only assume there's something wrong, because the black and white diagonal means report to the stewards after the race, not during the race. Sergeant, Everingham in second. They've spaced out quite a bit now. Boulding, no one at the front, three spots challenging for position. Krivoski and Harding, and Harradine, sorry. They've had their battle, but now it looks like Krivoski has got the advantage here. So backmarker, just getting passed by Bowditch and Ward as the Longmore Ward battle is over. So now the 63 off the circuit, that is Jay Heffron as the leader in the 41. Thomas Sargent heads back up the pit straight with just on a lap and a half left to run. Sargent leading the way as he'll come down for the white flag. White flag is out now for Sargent. Up on the back marker of Jay Heffron once again. Heffron, he's just trying to hold the inside line, but already Sargent had decided to take the inside line on him. The rule is when you receive the blue flag, you're told that the faster driver make the move. Now, the mistake that most backmarkers can make, as Thomas Sargent takes the checkered flag, place Taylor Everingham. Third place, Jaden Boulding. Fourth place, Luca Krivoski. Then we wait for Tommy Harradine, who comes through in fourth. Behind him, Taylor Harness in fifth place. Harness has a visit to the stewards awaiting her at the end of this race. Then it's William Granger in sixth place. Rowan Fripp, unfortunately, not finishing. Behind Granger was Bowditch, near 7th place. Ward in 8th. 9th was Ward. Granger was 7th. 8th was Bowditch. And then it was Longmore with Heffron out the finishing order.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and pay. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 08367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club for concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today.
BioZoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Blow on 18-964-378. BioZoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte's 0418-964-378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation, engine rebuild, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
All right, for Junior National Heavy, the line-up as follows. Zane Moore starts from the pole. Moore's 8th place in Heat 1, and then 2 wins in the heats yesterday and a win in the pre-final today. Jared Whitty, been very strong today, Whitty, in that 90 kart. It a win yesterday, then a 5th and a 2nd, along with a final. Waters, Coopers, the next row, Gammy Dare, Loftus Prendergast, oh, 73, trying to make a move right down into the grass that time of Jack Gammy. He pulled out of that move, quite rightly so, but the man who was left at the start line was Jared Whitty. Morse getting a great start, Waters going with him. Waters has got the red number plate with the 61 on the back as he heads up around the top of the circuit. Morse, your racing leader in the CC Racing Above All Roof entry. Waters, the AEP group. Arrow from Combined Districts. Then it's Cooper in the stable karting Monaco. Behind him, the Gordon Gimme Constructions Arrow from the North Shore Karting Club, based out at Eastern Creek, as I mentioned. The 73 of Jack Gammy. Then it's Jared Whitty, the Griffith driver. His arrow kart just, he'll be looking to try and improve that performance. As they work their way back into the pit turn to complete lap number 2, it is still Morse and Waters. They're nose to tail now, Cooper closing in on them. Back then to Whitty, who's worked his way past the 73 of Gammy. As further back in the pack, the 22 card of Jareth Freeman turned himself around, and he rejoins at the back of the field. So Morse and Waters, it's almost going to be a three-way battle here shortly because Cooper is on the charge. Race leader into turn number 1. Morse, Waters, now Cooper. 2 card lengths back, but Cooper's getting the S's all wrong, and that's costing him a lot of ground heading up the back straight. He probably lost about 2/10 just through the S's alone. So as Waters is putting the pressure on the back of Zane Morse, who's had it all his own way from Heat 2 onwards. Waters across the start-finish line. In second place, his last lap, a 37.56. So the 55 of Brendan Croxton, he falls back to the back of the field after 4 laps. Griffiths drivers here, great to see so many people travelling for this first round of the Southern Stars series. And we hope that you'll make the trip in May 11 and 12 from memory. I'll just double check that date, but 12 at the Wagga Kart Club for round 2 of the Southern Star Series. Zane Morse, your race leader here in Junior National Heavy, heat number of final. Zane Morse holding off the challenge from Alex Waters. Waters is right on his back bumper player, almost folding the back number plate up underneath as he gets that close. Cooper's in the 94 kart, his challenge has seemed to slow for Chris Cooper. He was second in Heat 1, but then a 6th and a 9th position in Heats 2 and 3. Disappointing results for someone who likes to run up the front. Then it was a 4th place in the pre-final. He sits on 21 points. Zane Morse the leader on 8 points. But it's still quite close in the points battle. Back there, Alex Waters were both on 20 points apiece. Cooper was on 21 points. So Dare, who's down in 8th place, he has had 3 6th place finishes so far this weekend. We're the second in Heat 2. Had been quite consistent, and of course DNFs has really knocked about a lot of the challengers. In fact, Cody Boulding in the 19 card, who's currently running in 6th place, was very much hurt by that DNF in the pre-final. He's on the back of Jack Gammy now, trying to make the move. Further back, Dare and Loftus are having a battle for 7th and 8th. Loftus has the advantage at the moment, but Dare goes to the inside. And Dare, no, can't make the pass around the top turns. So whilst there's plenty of pressure being applied by Alex Waters on the back bumper of the CC Racing Above All Roofs 99 of Zane Morse, the real battles are going on further down the order. Boulding now, because Jack Gammy took a lot of ripple strip going through the right-hander, both coming in and out of that right-hander. And this will be a chance for him to make a run up the back straight. He's unable to capitalise on it at the moment. But obviously Gammy is feeling the pressure here as he's taking more and more ripple strip every lap. Waters has lost ground now. He's out to 0.6 of a second gap. That gap was only 0.2 of a second a lap ago. So it's very, very hard to run directly behind someone for a long period of time. And it looks like Waters, who'd done it for the first 9 laps of this race, has just made a slight mistake and he's lost a fair bit of ground. Further back in the field, Boulding trying to make the move for 4th place. This time he's got it done. Gammy tries the crossover coming out of the top turns, and Gammy will take the spot back. So as the leader clicks off lap number 11, Gammy and Boulding up the inside of Gammy. This time he's going to make the pass stick. And Boulding is now up into 4th position. He's got a fair bit of ground to make up to try and get it to Jared Evans in 3rd. Whitty will be kicking himself. He had such a good starting position on the outside of the front row, but to drop all the way back to about 5th or 6th position, he just lost too much track position in the early part of this race to be able to challenge. Oh, spinning around in front of the leaders is Brendan Croxton. So the 55, he's had a couple of offs. He'll need to be careful where he rejoins here, because there's a number of battles right in front to try and rejoin and keep out the way of. So Croxton, now a lap down. Chris Cooper is off the side where Cooper went off. So as the leader heads across the line with 2 laps left to run, Waters is closing back in 99, Zane Morse. Morse's fastest lap of the race, 37.3. Waters' fastest lap of the race, 37.2. They were both set on lap 6. And now Waters has really got the momentum here. So something going off on the Zane. He'll be checking the dash, the temperatures that he's getting off the engine, and will probably be wanting to make an adjustment before the end of this run, because Alex Waters now is on a real charge as they go under the white flag and start the final lap of this race. As they get up over the rise, they head along the back straight. Alex Waters looking to make the move now. As they work around the top of the circuit, Waters makes the move. Oh, Waters and Zane Morse touch. An exciting finish to this race. It's Morse hanging on to take the victory. takes the win from Alex Waters, who comes in second position. Then it's back to Jared Whitty in the 90 card. Cody Boulding, Jack Gammy, Jack Loftus, Jack Dare. Then it's Jared Prenegast, Alex Venables, Harrison Post, Jamie Prenegast, Joel Townsend, Brendan Schrade, Jareth Freeman, and Brendan Croxton. One lap down, Chris Cooper, of course, non-finisher in the final. So Junior National Heavy goes into the book. And it'll be Tag Heavy and Tag Super Heavy up next here in the first round of the Southern Stars Series.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Suppliers have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 44. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 266. Capital Trophies and 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set now for Tag Heavy and Super Heavy. Just a reminder that you can check out all the news on how the Canberra Kart Racing Club upgrades are progressing by going to the website. Plenty of information at canberracarts.com.au. For those of you who are travelling from interstate, if you have a look in the clubhouse, there's the proposal for the brand new Canberra Kart Way being built on the land just below us, and a great new karting facility being proposed for Canberra and the region. So if you want to find out more, you can check out the website or go into the clubhouse and see all the designs that have been approved for the next stage of the upgrades. So as we get set for the Tag Heavy and Super Heavy, John McCabe in the 66 will be on the pole. Robert Hogan out of position number 2. Chris Senefanti is in the 80 carts, starts out of 3. Tony Wood 4 in the 6 cart. Michael Yoakum in the 4 cart, starts out of 5. Andrew Hempill in the 5, starts out of 6. Peter Wales in the 13, he starts out of position number 7. Out of position 8 is the 72 of Craig Hill. Jake Gooder in the 77, starts out of 9. Leave in the 8, starting out of position number 10. Dan Mapstone in the 84 will start out of position number 11. With Greg Williams, the first of the super heavies, Nathan Jess in the 11, Michael Hannaford in the 31, Paul Cirello in the 75, Warren Hall in the 33, and McPhee 1, and Danny Jarks, he withdrew from the pre-final, He gets the start at the back of the field. Big jump that time by the 20. They left John McCabe behind in the outside row. Just going well out in front now. Stacks on the mill further back. Looks like the 77 of Gouda. Oh, Danny Jarks has just driven straight into the pack. Got into the side of Cirillo there in the 75 cart. Limping around is Warren Hall in the 33 cart. He's trying to get up to speed. As the leaders all work their way around the top of the circuit. Robert Hogan is your race leader from Tony Woodward. Setafanti is in third, with McCabe in fourth. Now, looking at the points this round, John McCabe had 5 points. Then it was Robert Hogan with 9. So, at the moment, 5 points for McCabe, 9 points for Hogan. You'd think that Hogan winning, McCabe in fourth, would tie them on 9 points. Now, the countback system, whether it's the most wins or how they finish in the final, will determine who gets the points overall in the Southern Star Series first round here in Tag Heavy. So as they work around the top of the circuit, almost trying to come off 3 wide at the top, and it's Woodward, Setafanti, John McCabe. He knows he can't afford a DNF here. He's in a good points position at the moment. And Setafanti makes the move up the inside on Woodward. So Woodward now in the clutches of John McCabe in the 66 car. McCabe looks to the inside of Woodward. One cart limping off the circuit. That's Daniel Mapstone in the 84. So Mapstone will not take any further part in this. He finishes the day on 42 points. He finishes the weekend, I should say, on 42 points. Hope you've been enjoying the Southern Star Series, whether it's here at the cafe, or even if you're listening to it online at sportradio.com.au. Hogan is your race leader. Setafanti's in second. Woodward now has got the pressure being applied to him from John McCabe in the 66 cart. McCabe looking for an opening there, but he's not pushing the point. Closing in on him, though, is Andrew Hempill in the 5 cart. Now, Andrew Hempill has had a 10th, 4th, and 2 6th place finishes. So Hempill really coming good at the end of the weekend as he works his way onto the 66 of John McCabe, who still can't find a way past the 6 of Tony Woodward. Leader is Robert Hogan across the line. The Canberra driver leading the way from Griffiths. Intense karting, Chris Setafanti. Then it's Tony Woodwork in the Riverina Go-Kart Centre. Tony Kart out of Wagga. Canberra's John McCabe is still trying to get that third place back. Now, he should know the maths and know where he has to finish to be able to claim victory this weekend. And at he is one spot out of that top step of the podium. He makes a move up the inside going into turn one. And in the end, it was all too easy. McCabe finds his way up to third, and that will give him a 1 point advantage now on Robert Hogan, who leads this final. Across the start finish line, the super heavies being led by Greg Williams. Nathan Jess still sits second in that battle in the Canberra Hydraulics cart. Then it's Michael Hannaford, Danny Jarks, the PCR Race Engines Esprit from Griffith of Paul Cirillo, McPhee, or Warren Hall round out the super heavies action. Now Peter Whale in the 13 cart is off the circuit, I believe. So I'm thinking he's driven plane because I can't see anyone stranded on the racetrack. as the leaders are coming up on the back of Warren Hall and Ian McPhee. So for Robert Hogan, whose lead is just 0.9 of a second, they want to get a clean run. Good work from Ian McPhee, getting well out of the way. He got well out of the way of the leader. Centre Fanti had to fight his way through. As they work their way through the pit turn, Druga now coming up on Warren Hall. Hall heads through the S's, and now the 25 of Hogan finally makes the pass. Race leader just comfortably picking through the traffic as he comes across the line with four laps to go. Race leader under not a lot of pressure at the moment. He's got through the back markers well enough to be able to hold on to that advantage. He's coming on the back of the 75 card of Paul Cirillo. Cirillo gets the blue flags now. Now, Centre Fanti has closed in about a half a second over the last couple of laps. He's running in the 32. Nines off! Exactly what we didn't want to see. A back marker checking up on a leader. And Centre Fanti now has the advantage over Hogan, as Hogan got balked behind Cirillo in the 75 card. So Centre Fanti going, he will give him a 12 point in the race meeting. Hogan going back to 7 will end on 11. And with McCabe on 5 points, he'll get 3 if they currently finish that way. He'll still win on 8. White flag is out. Centre Fanti from Griffith in the CRG Intense Karting entry, number 80. Heads through the S's for the final time. Tom McCabe's in third. Then it's back to Tony Woodward in fourth. What can Robert Hogan do as he heads up the back straight? There are back markers coming down the pit straight. Centre Fanti, he protects that inner line. He's not going to catch those back markers, so it's a straight race to the checkered flag. And Centre Fanti hangs on ahead of Robert Hogan, who finishes in second. Third is McCabe. Then it's back to Woodward in the six card. Behind him is Andrew Hemphill. Hemphill's followed by Yoakum in the four. Jake Goodyear was the next card through in seventh place. First of the super heavies was Greg Williams. Behind him was Nathan Jess, who finished second in the super heavies. Michael Hannaford in third. Then it was Paul McCabe, the next car through, with Craig Hill, Danny Jarks. Paul Cirillo was one lap down, along with Warren Hall and Ian McPhee. Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And Canberra Kart Shed also runs Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 0438 303 224. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to... Yes,
Valley Earthworks. They're tough but capable experts in precision work. If you need or excavation services in the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 08-630-115 today. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412-085-367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concreting and paving needs, give them a call today. All right, getting set for a start here in what should be an interesting Sportsman Restricted Light and Rotax Restricted Heavy final. So two classes in there. We've seen a number of times where drivers just haven't been who they're racing and really got themselves into all sorts of troubles because of it. Now, Michael Cedars starts on the pole in the Cedars Truck Repairs entry. Jonathan Dawson starts out at position number 2 in the 23 kart. Then it's Michael Hogan in the 6. Alexander Millwall in the 8. The 27 is Alexandra Summers Hall. The 26 is Matthew Maloney. Now, he's been a wrecking crew at times throughout the race. The 94 is Jack McCoy. The 80 is John Francis. And the 24 is James Hutchinson. Then in the restricted heavies, Kevin Rain, well, very, very consistent in the restricted heavies with 3 wins over the course of the weekend. Jeff Bell's in the 44. Damien Murphy's in the 71. Matthew Whale is in the 96. Then it's the 31 of Glenn Bullman, the 17. Benjamin Donoghue is in the 13. Gordon Gammy. Then the P-platers, Norsvand and Humphreys. As we're away and racing, even start, Cedars has missed it slightly, but will get the run in on the inside into turn number 1. As they work their way into single file, the lights have got that way a bit slower than what the heavies did, and already the 80 of John Francis is being caught by the heavies as they work up the back straight for the first time. So Cedars, the number 10 kart, he's had 3 wins plus a 5th place finish in heat number 3 yesterday, and is looking quite confident there. The 23 is Dawson, further back then to the 6 of Hogan. So it'll be hard to see how Cedars could get beaten when he's the in single digits. The only other driver to win a race is James Hutchinson, but he finished 12th in the pre-final, which put him back on 19 points. He's behind Jack on 16, Dawson on 12, and Hogan on 17, with Cedars well out in front on 5 points overall. So Cedars, Dawson, Hogan, Millward, Summers Hall, McCoy, Hutchinson, past Malone and Francis already. Michael Norsvand, the P-plater, he is normally known for taking a few desperate moves as he tries to cut through the field, has also caused some grief throughout the racing this weekend. A dive up the inside there from Norsvand, and him up into about 12th position. Francis run wide off the track there by Matthew Whale in the 96 kart going into turn number 1. Meanwhile, the leader is still Michael Cedars. Jonathan Dawson trying to put the pressure on him, but not at the moment really to impact on Cedars, who is out in front. Cedars from Lithgow
in the Cedars Truck Repairs cart. Dawson from Canberra in second, a cart length back. Then the gap back to Michael Hogan. Alexander Millwald is the next car through. Now, coming up onto the back of this battle between Summers Hall, Hutchinson, and McCoy. Hutchinson going to the outside of Summers Hall as they head up into the top turns. Hutchinson's opened the door. McCoy goes up the inside. McCoy and Summers touch. And so Hutchinson will go back into the position he was in previously. So Hutchinson now will try to make a setup. Summers Hall just protecting the line on the entry, so Hutchinson will need through the S's. Gets up beside Summers Hall. You don't want to get there on a driver that is determined to stay in front of you because they just put you off into the grass. As Summers Hall has got Hutchinson looking to the inside. McCoy's trying to go inside on Hutchinson as they come off the top turn. They're allowing the front runners to get away from them. As Cedars, Dawson, Hogan, Millward, Summers Hall still holding off Hutchinson and McCoy. Maloney about to be passed by Kevin Reid. Now, this is, you need to know, passing. Three wide up over the rise. Hutchinson gets to the inside of Summers Hall. McCoy tries to make a move as well. And Hutchinson will get through into that fifth position. So as I was saying, Matthew Maloney in the 26 card is about to be passed by 7 of Kevin Reid. Now, they're not battling for position in class overall today. They're only battling for the position on the racetrack as McCoy now finding it very difficult to get past Summers Hall as they head up the back straight. So Maloney a couple of times has got into bangs and crashing incidents with the drivers from the restricted heavy class, which he didn't need to get into. So we'll see if by this fifth race of the weekend he's worked out who he needs to race and who he doesn't. At the moment, Reid can't find a way by. Your leader is still Cedars. Half a second is the advantage between first and second. Dawson's in second, Hogan in third. Then it's back to Millward. Hutchinson trying to close up the gap between himself and Millward, but it's 4 seconds the gap as the leader now comes up onto the back of Benjamin Donoghue in the 13. Now this was advantageous because he was able to close within a cart length. Now Norsvand has made his move up past Reid and Bell. McCoy is still struggling to get past the 27 of Summers Hall. Maloney and Norsvand, well, this is a recipe for disaster. Norsvand will almost certainly try to make a move down into the pit turn. And Maloney doesn't like being passed. So we'll watch this battle as the leaders continue into turn number one. Norsvand tried the move up the inside into the pit turn. He right there. Down into turn number one. Maloney and Norsvand, there was a touch there going through turn one that time. Now Maloney looks over his shoulder, and unfortunately as he looked over his shoulder he turned his steering wheel across the track. The stewards will be watching for things like that. As Norse continues the battle, there the battle is for eighth position. The battle for sixth continues on. That's between Summers Hall and McCoy. The 13 cart needs to get the blue flag as Hutchinson comes up on it now. Now Norsvand, where's Mahoney gone? Mahoney has dropped a number of positions, 4 or 5 positions in fact, so I missed if there was any contact there, but certainly when you had Norsvand and Mahoney who have had, a number of different incidents around the racing weekend, you'd have to think to see someone drop 5 spots, all of a sudden, there is contact there. Now, Norsvand's coming up on the back of this Summers Hall and McCoy battle. And McCoy, who came up on the back marker of Donoghue, McCoy runs over the back of Summers Hall. And they're, having a bit of a gesture exchange as they lift the carts off. each other and now move them out of the danger zone. Cedars is still your leader from Dawson. Hogan and Millward now starting to have a battle for fifth place. Hutchinson's now clear in fifth. Then you have the heavies of Murphy coming up on the back. So White Flag is out. White Flag on the race leader, who is in heavy, heavy traffic here. So this is an opportunity for Dawson. As Cedars gets up the inside, there's a lot of battles going on all around the circuit now. As off onto the grass this time, Norsvan has got ahead of Murphy. Norsvan trying to get past Donoghue, just ran it down into the grass off the start finish line. Now he checks up, so Murphy's going to go on him. Bell gives Murphy a tap. Norsvan's holding on the dip. Checker flag at the end. It is a win to Michael Cedars. Dawson home in second. Hogan home in third. Millwall in fourth. Hutchinson will come home in fifth. There's still a great battle going on down the hill now as Murphy and Bell cross the line. Reed picks up the win in the heavies. Norsvan's the next car through. Murphy, Bell, Gammy, Maloney, Whale. Then it's Daniel Humphreys, John Francis, and Glenn Bullman will round out the running order with the final card across the line is Glenn. So some exciting racing there in Restricted Sportsman. Up next, it's Tag Light to finish the first round of the Southern Stars Series.
Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Shablow on 0418-964. Today, BioZoom, used by the Camper Car Racing Clubs. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquids, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal pump and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-96378. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, Lysard Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Primer Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 96-2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So the final race of the Southern Star Series, round number one, heading out onto the circuit. Tag Light to complete what has been a very interesting and exciting this brand new series. Don't forget the racing continues here at Canberra next month with the April Open Sprint on the 21st of April. Then in the 18th and 19th of May, it's the ACT titles. The ACT Championship moves across to Grenfell in late June for the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. And then July 28th, we'll see the July Open Sprint. So some great races still to come at Canberra. And don't forget, the Southern Star Series, it moves to Wagga on the 12th of May. So then off to Dubbo in July, Grenfell in August, and Griffith. He'll finish off the first ever Southern Stars Series in around number 5. So as we get set for the start here, they're actually ready to go racing a lap earlier. Beck Connell misses the start that time. Ritter gets the jump. Capello back there in third. Falls into line with Center Fanti. Then it's Fripp. Further back, Harrison Knight starting to make his move forward with Valari, Fletch, Scorgi all heading up around the top of the circuit. Scorgi, of course, the DNF in the pre-final, put the S Firewood Supplies card at a real disadvantage after a 5th, 6th and 3rd in the heat races yesterday. Beck Connell, though, starts this on 5 points. Logan Ritter is on 7 points as they work their way around the top of the circuit. So Ritter, if he can hold this lead, would finish on 7 points. Connell in second position. In fact, Connell's dropped back to third. Capello has made the move up into second, and off the circuit, Harrison Knight. So Knight rejoins down in about 8th position now. So Knight getting off the circuit and losing a lot of ground. And heads through the pit turn. It's Logan Ritter. So Ritter, he won Heat 1, 3rd in Heat 2, 2nd in Heat 3, 2nd in the pre-final, and now has established a 1-second lead at the front of the field. The points difference at the moment is a 1 point between Ritter and Connell. It would have been tied on points if Connell had stayed in second position. But at the moment, it's Ritter on 7 points and Connell in third position now on 8 points. So Connell came into this final leading on, but now has dropped back to second place. They were the only two drivers that were in single digits. Harrison Knight was third on 14 points, so him dropping back to 8th position will open the door for Capello, who's sitting in place. Capello will move to 20 points for the day. Knight, if he finishes in 8th, will end on 22 points. That will mean we'll have two changes in the points in the last race, but Beck Connell now makes the move. So Connell, now both drivers, first and second, are on 7 points apiece. Connell has had 2 wins already, a second and a third. Logan Ritter has had 1 win, 2 seconds and a third, and now out in front looking for his second win. They'll be tied on points and the countback system will have to determine that the last race was Logan Ritter's, and he is going to eventually get the points should the positions remain the same. Jamie Lee Scorgi driving extremely well up into fourth position. So Jamie Lee Scorgi up into fourth. She is 1.1 seconds behind Matthew Capello. In fact, she's cut that gap down to 0.8 on this lap. So Capello sits back there in third with Scorgi closing in on him. Then Fripp is holding off Peter Centofanti, Valeri, Harrison Knight. That's a bit of a four-way battle that's brewing back there for fifth position. So, Logan Ritter leading from Beck Connell. Then it's Capello in the Riverina lift trucks. Cart number 46, who has got the 18 of Jamie Lee Scorigi right on his back bumper. And Jamie Lee aggressively attacking that third position. Jamie Lee was in a good solid points position coming into that pre-final, but the DNF has really hurt her chances of a podium finish. As they head down into the pit turn. Further back, Fripp holding off Centre Fanti in the 37 cart. Now Villari and Harrison Knight, all four of those carts nose to tail as Connell is closing in. Connell's 0.4 of a second faster than Logan Ritter over the last couple of laps. And Connell is really closing in on the back of the race leader. So, as I said, should they remain in those positions, they will be equal on points. Scorgi makes the pass for third now. So, Jamie Lee Scorgi up into third position. Capello back to fourth as the leader has a challenge on his hand as Beck Connell looks up the inside. Beck Connell tries to make the move on Logan Ritter. But Connell just has to fall back into second position for the moment. Connell down into turn number one. She's on mission in that arrow cart as they come up over the rise. It's Logan Ritter leading the way from Beck Connell. Beck Connell to the outside at the kink at the top of the circuit. Ritter and Connell nose to tail. Scorgi trying to close that gap now. She's 3 seconds back off the lead. As Connell still looking for a way to get past the three-card of Logan Ritter. Now further back, Fripp, Villari, Knight and Smith. Centre Fanti has come off the circuit point. As now Connell makes the move on the outside coming off the top turns and Beck Connell is your new race leader. So Connell now back onto the top step of the podium overall. She will be on 5 points. That'll put Ritter back to 9 points overall. So Connell will have the... What can Scorgi do now? As Scorgi with just on 1.5 laps left to run is 1.6 seconds behind Ritter. So Scorgi, who is running currently at a 32 second pace, is trying to close in on Logan Ritter, but you think the gap of just under a second will be too far. Beck Connell, who missed up quite badly, dropped back to fourth position, has worked her way back to the front, and now heads round the top turn, onto the pit straight for the final time. And Beck Connell win. Logan Ritter comes home in second. Scorgi home in third from Capello in fourth. Then to Harrison Knight getting Fripp on that final lap in fifth place. Sixth place Fripp. Seventh place going to Villari. Eighth place to Smith. Ninth place to Gletch in the DNF for Centre Fanti. A disappointing way to end his day. Thanks very much to all the officials and the organisers of the Southern Star Series here in Canberra. We look forward to seeing the Southern Star Series continue on in May at Wagga and look forward to seeing everyone back here at Canberra for the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, which will take place on April 21st. first. Until then, have a safe trip home and enjoy. We hope you've enjoyed your racing here in Canberra.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scott for 694-464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of Kart Racing. Specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very quick, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And Canberra Kart Shed also runs Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au.